a short time ago.
Hello, good morning. This is Neil Sexton and this is Debbie Ryder, either of our shows.
Here's
are you
present.
Here?
I think so. We're going to have a fabulous one. Come join us.
Play. The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Saturday morning on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here. Welcome to our Saturday show.
It's sexy. That's a very sexy start, Neil, on that record.
Ting-and.
I quite enjoyed that and nearly took my clothes off, but lucky for you, we didn't. We're back in our normal... I saw that, actually. We're back in our usual position. Last week, we were pushed into an early slot because of the Gadio Pride Awards.
That's right, yes. That's
where poor Brett and Helen... Oh, my God, love. They'd had no sleep.
Oh, right, yes.
They had no sleep nowhere. So we're back. No, Brett's gone. Brett has now recovered from the Gadio Pride Awards. And we're back in our usual slot, but for 1 week, because they were off on holes, aren't
That's
we?
That's right, yes. Yeah, we're disappearing for a few weeks.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not like that. You're going to...
It's Thailand time. Put your hands in the air. It's Thailand time.
And I'm going to Australia.
That's right, yes.
During the show.
What?
I've got to pack, because the second, when 1 o'clock rolls around, Neil, right. I might not even make it to the last link, so I have to go and catch the plane.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, but in the meantime, we've got some brilliant things for you.
Mm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I need to take a run up to tell you what's on today's show, Neil.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do
Absolutely
it next?
Absolutely not, because we've got to talk about Robin Windsor.
We have, yes, and he's going to feature in the news, which is in a couple of seconds as well.
Right,
actually.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Now, let's
okay,
do that right, next,
yeah.
Neil.
I'll bring you flowers in the pouring rain. Living without you is driving me insane.
Sweet female attitude. That's flowers on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here.
Daisies, one of our favourite flowers. Can we say good morning to Andy Barzett, who is on Twitter, huge fan of Roisin Murphy.
Oh, lovely.
Went to see her when she was in Yorkshire last weekend, or recently, and took a photo of her performing in BBC Radio Leeds. Oh, it didn't get much more showbiz than that, Neil. BBC Radio Leeds have Roisin Murphy.
Wow.
Punching above their weight, aren't they? well done to you, Andy, for stalking her through the window.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it?
Good.
Yes, it's our weekly look at things that have been going on in the world. Although this week, we're just going to talk about one thing, and you probably are aware that we lost Robin Bobby Windsor earlier this week. He was a regular on our show, and we first encountered him while he was partnering Deborah Meaden on Strictly. He used to give us, remember, a little, and our listeners and ourselves, a special wave. You know that bit when they're about to go on and dance? He used to give a unique wave that only we knew about each week. It was so sweet.
Well, you know, the story about that will be coming up a bit later on. How that wink was happening.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Susanna Reid, who danced with Robin on Strictly in 2011, was understandably very emotional when she broke the news of Robin's passing on GMTV on Tuesday with this really lovely tribute.
Robin was larger than life, and I fell in love with him and fell in love with dancing when I danced with him back then. He is an absolutely remarkable dancer, incredibly strong, so creative. He was just so enthusiastic about dancing. Look, that, you know, it's just, I just adored him. He was the most incredible personality. And as soon as I danced with him, I just, you know, something very special about him. And I'm sorry if you're waking up to that this morning and are as devastated about that as we are.
Robin had previously been quite open about his own struggles with his mental health and was an ambassador for the mental health charity Sane, who say he was the charity's most vigorous and loyal ambassador. Sane have released a video of Robin this week speaking about the importance of reaching out.
Once I spoke to somebody who completely listened, they didn't really have to give me advice, they just needed to listen. And I could see that they wanted me to be better. And then they would give me some advice, but it's picking the right person to speak to. Talk to a friend, anybody, somebody who you trust.
There was a beautiful outpouring of love for Robin on social media across the week. Deborah Meaden, Robin was a good man, was kind, incredibly generous, supporting so many charities. I mean, she wrote some lovely things there. And honestly, love, we were both absolutely gobsmacked, weren't we, when we heard the news?
We both messaged each other within about 3 minutes going, I can't believe... Have you heard about Robin Windsor? I can't believe it, love. It's 44. I felt like we have just seen him. I feel like he's just thrown you all around the studio trying to teach two people with two left feet how to tango.
He did do that, though, didn't he?
Yeah, we must share that story of when he came into the studio at Warren Street, and he, because we filmed that. I just can't. Every time I think of it, I just think he just gave the best hugs. He was just so much fun and full of love. And like Susanna Reid said, incredibly talented. Incredibly talented dancer. I can't quite believe it.
No, me either.
I can't.
So anyway, what we're going to do, we'll hear from Robin himself a bit later on in the show, and we will dedicate today's show to Robin Windsor.
Absolutely.
Loreen tattoo.
Just doing my nails like Loreen. See, that's quite hard to operate machinery with those nails, isn't it? Neil, have you heard about Loreen? Have you heard what she's going to be doing?
No, do tell.
Oh, love, if you want to see her live, some dates have been announced.
Oh, right.
I don't think there'll be anyone gay in that audience. I don't know. Are we really going to have to shake the gay tree and get someone to go along and support that?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that. But more about that later. So much has happened. Have you heard about Paloma Faith this week?
No.
Have you heard about her?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this wonderful news featuring... Have you heard about Kylie?
No, I didn't know.
Neil,
no, it's all going on.
And have you heard about Madonna being thrown off stage?
Oh, not again.
Seriously, love, that horse buckarooed and she went off with it. We're going to get to all of that. But right now, Neil, please, over to Twitter and Trot. Over to Twitter, if I may, at This Is NDebs. We'll still be reading tweets, stroke X's when we're on holiday.
Yeah, and Instas.
Pardon?
Instagram things. Yeah.
Neil, we've had talks about this, haven't we? So we will be reading that and be posting photos of us in trying to squeeze into our swimsuits on holiday. But this has come in from our delicious, beautiful friend. Our wonderful, wonderful... No, I haven't found it. Our absolutely fabulous...
You can tweet us at This Is NDebs, at Gaydio. We're on Instagram. This Is NDebs is where you will find us.
Yes, I'd like to say hello to Mark Kinsley, who is... Thank you, Mark, for your messages. He was talking about you as a waxwork, which was a poll we were meant to put up a couple of weeks ago. You as a waxwork, who is a better waxwork? Neil, when we interviewed RuPaul, and you stood next to him, and it's RuPaul Charles, wasn't Mama Ru, RuPaul Charles, and you looked embalmed, and then we found out that Mama Ru was going to become a waxwork, and then... She looked embalmed.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid Mark says, oh my God, hands down, Neil wins the waxwork. It is so good. When's it going on display? It's brilliant, Neil. It's brilliant. Debbie, you just looked gorgeous.
Oh, well, there we are.
Oh, stout. Mark, stop. I shouldn't have read that out. I hadn't seen that before I pre-read it. But yeah, so the votes are in, Neil. You have won the waxwork
one
competition.
Vote.
So
brilliant.
One vote, and that's 100% of people polled. So there we have it. Thank you.
Kenya Grace, that's called Paris on KDO. Sabrina Carpenter will be along momentarily. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. Tweet us at This Is NDebs at KDO. Email ndebs@kdo.co.uk. Can you remember the moment you met your girlfriend?
I'm sorry now, I've just played a dog barking and you're asking me the moment I met my girlfriend.
That very first moment.
Yes, but that's not for here or now.
The reason I ask is I have a really beautiful little piece of Alice Arnold and her gorgeous wife
Claire Balding.
The moment that they first met.
Right.
Talking about, and they were interviewed together for this podcast. It was really lovely to hear two people talking about themselves and their relationship and how they first met. I'll bring that.
Yeah.
If we've got time for it a bit later on in the show.
Well, if we've got time for it, Neil, but I don't know what on earth made you, a barking dog made you think of asking that, because I would like to tell you about a new man in my life, Neil.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's love.
Oh.
I've got a hairy Labrador. Who?
Right, this is going slightly off in a weird place. Sabrina Carpenter is next. up all night. Chris Lake and the Luna. That's called Begging on Gaydio.
Begging and hopping and pushing and doing. It's Neil and Debbie here. We love animals, Neil, don't we? We
just love them.
Can we just get that out in the open right now? We love animals. And last weekend, Neil, straight after we were covering for John Ryan on Breakfast, I dashed down to Kent to meet a new man in my life, Neil.
Oh, wow.
My parents have got a rescue dog. He's been done. Right. He's been done. Called Sevi.
Sevi,
okay. You know how much that our dogs have meant to us in the past. We've had Mowgli, the Black Labrador, Daisy, who was a little sod, and Petra. It's three dogs we've had.
Well, so and I've had rushed. My bow as well.
You've had your bow, yeah. And not only that, Neil, not only that, don't know where I was going with that. You've had your bow, so I rushed down to Kent to meet the new dog. Neil, he rushed out to greet me.
Oh, lovely.
And I want to I sent you a little video.
Oh, right.
I am in love with this dog.
Okay.
I just sent you a little video. Can you just hold it up to camera three, please, so we can all share on it? He's a biscuit-coloured Labrador.
Right, okay.
But he has had his bits taken off, so it's not a danger to society.
Okay.
Took us for a walk.
I love it. There's no image of him at all. I can't see him at all. And he's going to appear.
Here he comes.
Here we go.
Wait, watch.
Is he?
Oh, no, he's coming down the path towards you.
Coming down the path.
Oh, yeah. That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah.
Sit.
Yeah, he's not very obedient.
No, yet. No, but he's gorgeous.
He's the most beautiful biscuit. You know when a biscuit's perfect, just coming out the oven and it's biscuit colour. So we were in the kitchen last weekend and Sevi would not leave me alone. He followed me everywhere and he'd come and just sit on me. He'd sit on me. So he'd climb on me and just look at me. All right. Had nothing to do with the fact I had dentist sticks in my pocket. It had nothing to do with that. And guess what came on the radio? My parents listened to BBC Radio Sussex because they're of that age. And this song came on, Neil. And I thought, that is one of the most beautiful things. And could you drop the bed? He was lying on my lap, staring into my eyes, and this song came on. And I went, oh, my God. He had love hearts coming out of his eyes.
Yeah.
I had love hearts and a dentist stick in my hand.
Right.
And this came on.
Right?
It's beautiful, Neil.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah. So you get the idea.
Yeah. What happened next?
It's true colours. That's our song, Neil. That's our song forever now. And I've been singing it all week, so I'm away with it. I've already booked two holidays to have him up here. Two holidays. Neil, I'm in love with this dog. My name's Evie Ryan. I'm in love with a biscuit coloured Labrador called Sevi. There, I said it.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio. You can tweet us at thisisndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. This is an email that's coming from Richard from Cloud9, Debbie.
Oh,
our regulars.
Richard, up there on Cloud9.
Life here in Amsterdam is great, says Richard. I've been here 5 years now. Next month, I apply for my citizenship and I'll be an EU citizen again. I've been a bad gay and I keep missing your show. We listened to the last two podcasts in the car today. You're both really on form, says Richard. Thank you, Richard. I'm so jealous that you're going to Bangkok. It's one of my favourite cities in Asia. We were there last summer. You're going to have a fabulous time with the locals, he says.
Oh, no.
And he says, are you ever going to leave Twitter and come to Threads? It's a tough decision to risk losing a following, but you may be surprised at how many people are already also on Threads. Come to the light side, he says. I promise to try to be a better gay and listen more. Stay fabulous, Richard.
Richard, that is so beautiful. And have you got any top tips? Because Neil and I were talking just before the show started, because we can't use our sim. I'm going to Singapore, you're going to Bangkok, where the tough guys crumble. And you need your phone on, Neil, because of all your apps. Yes.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, how many you're going to use all your data within about 3 minutes.
No, I've bought a large part. I've got one of these digital sim cards. I've got a large...
I'm not being funny. You're going to need a Dom Jolly phone. All the apps that you will need in Bangkok? Do they know that you're coming over?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pre-warn them, obviously.
There's going to be like a queue of men.
I should be so
at
lucky.
The airport going, pick me, Nigel. They are all going to be just lined up.
If only that were the truth, but no.
3 weeks. I don't think that's going to be long enough, love. In fact, I used to, at the old place, I used to keep a diary of your dates. Do you remember that?
That's right, yeah.
I think we're going to have to do double bookings again, one in the AM, one in the PM. So if you are listening in Bangkok right now, just get in touch with me and I will sort out Neil's diary and tell me if you prefer evening or lunchtime date. Or maybe both, if you're greedy. At this is NDebs and just put it for hashtag, what can we have it?
I've started a song now.
Neil, have you?
Yeah.
There we are, shut up then.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio. We are celebrating the life of Robin Windsor, who you probably heard we lost very sadly this week. And we'll be hearing from him from one of our interviews that we did with him. He used to be a regular on our show, didn't we? We loved having him on.
Have we spoken to him every week when he was on Strictly?
That's right.
Every single Monday morning when he'd give us a wink on camera.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, oh, Robin. But it's so, I think he's probably the most interviewed person we've had, you and I, between us ever.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're just and he's actually on today's tweet. Lots of just beautiful. My heart swells when I think about the man. So I'm really glad we're going to play some of those interviews out, Neil, and also have a tribute for freedom of choice. Did you say that?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. He's inspired freedom of choice this week.
Yeah, that's coming up. Has that taken us to the news?
It sort of has, par about 6 seconds.
6 seconds. I've also got a bit of this for you in a minute. Who's that?
No time to tell you. No. Axwell and Leave the World Behind. Calvin Harris before that on Gaydio's Anthems.
Deborah Cox, Neil. Oh, we saw her at World Pride a couple of years ago when we went to New York, just pre-COVID, actually, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right, yes.
And Jake Shears was on stage. The incredible Mel C came out with Sink the Pink. And have you heard about Mel C? Have you heard about her?
No.
She's playing Big Gay Day in Australia at the Wickham in Brisbane, which is where Australian Lisa and I are off to Australia straight after the show. And last time we were there, Pam Ann was compere.
Yeah.
She wasn't meant to be compere. She was meant to come out for one bit and introduce, oh, hi, it's Pam Ann, here's Sneaky Sound System. Well, I don't know what happened backstage, but she came out, she bounced like Zebedee onto the stage. She was hilarious. She wouldn't get off the stage.
Now, what'd you expect?
And she had this bag. She had this bag and she threw it, like a little bag. She threw it into the crowd. She went, quick, the police! And it was a bag of flour that just sort of exploded. Everyone was covered in white flour. And she just went, quick, the police! And then she would just see, be like, so she had the best day. Sneaky Sound System are incredible. So if you are going to be Gay Day at the Wickham in Brisbane, it's one of the best. It's better than Mardi Gras in some respects.
Oh. Oh, hang on a minute. Mardi Gras this weekend, you can't say that. Next weekend, rather.
No, it's not better than Mardi Gras. No. It's on a par there with Mardi Gras. Yeah. And that rhymes, sort of. Neil, I've got the best news in the world ever about something that is coming over to Gay UK. And it's, you are going to, your nips will come out. You are going to be so excited about this news. A, who's starring in it? B, that we can all go and see it. I'm going to give you a little clue.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little clue here. If you drop your bed, Neil. Recognise this?
Rings a bell. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, that is very, very important. I'm going to let you think about that and let it go around your head like Daisy, Daisy, Daisy. And tell me what theme that was, because it's really important.
Oh, no, that's going to annoy me.
Yes, no, use your brain. Don't Google it or be lazy, all right, because we're starting to lose our brain cells.
Brilliant. Jess Glynn on Gaydio's Anthems. That is Hold My Hand.
Book your holiday, quick. Book your holiday. That's the song they've ruined.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Ruined.
I don't want to go into a cheap pool with a rubber ring, thank you, with thousands of other families who don't use suntan lotion. and go abroad to have bacon and eggs when they should be trying the local cuisine. I don't want to hang around with those people.
Yeah.
Get them off of my screen. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Neil is off to, well...
It's Thailand time. It's...
He's off to Bangkok.
You're off,
in a couple of days. And I'm off to Australia after the show. So I might have to start packing.
Okay.
We know you're packing already, Neil. Yeah. You're going to need your buzzer out right now, please, right, Neil, yeah. Because I did play this for you a second ago. It's the shortest theme tune in history of a classic camp gay iconic TV show from the 90s. But what is it, Neil? Buzz in when you know. Look at the teeth. Look at the braces.
Corpus Christi Wang.
Ugly Betty?
Correct, Neil. Correct. You may go to Thailand still. Wow. You may go to Thailand. This is the best news ever. This got released this week. You may have heard it. You may not have. But who's this?
Excuse me. You're very rude.
And you're wearing plastic.
I'm going to be late.
And I'm going to get wet. I'm Wilhelmina Slater. I don't get wet. Ow!
Ow! Have you lost your mind, old woman?
Classic scene where Wilhelmina Slater, played by the beautiful Vanessa Williams, slammed Betty White's hand into a car door because that's Wilhelmina. She was nasty, wasn't she? She was almost like the Devil Wears Prada version. She was that character, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Meryl Streep. You know where I'm going with this, Neil, don't you? You've heard the news.
No, I don't.
Wilhelmina, a.k.a. Saving the Best to Last, Gravy Song, Vanessa Williams is going into the musical of...
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
So when she was Wilhelmina, she was mean. She was such a sex character. I loved her. She's now going to play the lead role in The Devil Wears Prada, the pigging musical.
Oh, this is lovely news. This is
the musical ever. I mean, I'm looking at the awning. It better be that massive shoe. Or it might be just like a thing you throw your coat over as you go into. Yeah. We love an awning in the West. Just throw your coat on it. Or an ugly sweater. But she is going to play the main role. She's playing Miranda Priestley.
Oh, that's perfect.
And she was Miranda. Well, she was Miranda Priestley in Ugly Betty, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Who ran the world's girl? Neil, you've got America Ferreira, who played Ugly Betty. She's in Barbie. And now you've got Vanessa Williams from Saving the Best of the Last, who's now Wilhelmina Slater. We don't need men anymore. We don't need them. We do, right. I'm joking.
Thanks very much. Here's a song. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and on the show this morning we are celebrating the life of the beautiful Robin Windsor, who very sadly we lost this week. He did come in on the show, and we have a sort of a freedom of choice inspired by, partly by his life really, and dance. When Robin came in on the show a few years ago now, we asked him who inspired him to dance and who encouraged him to dance.
You know what? I actually encouraged myself to dance. I was 3 years old, and my dad used to teach in a dance school in Ipswich, and since I was born, I was at that dance school, and I started to get up in front of the mirror and wiggle my hips and kind of like, oh, I love this, love moving to the music and chasseing away down the floor.
Well, the signs the were there early.
RuPaul. And I just loved it. I pushed myself because I knew that I wanted to do it from such a young age. Inspiring me to dance, I used to watch the world professional dancers, and I used to watch the old Come Dancing.
Yeah.
It was 7 o'clock on like a Thursday night or something, and I loved it that much, and I wanted to be one of those dancers. And 30 odd years later, I kind of am, because I'm now on Strictly Come Dancing on BBC One, just like it was when I was looking at it growing up.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive, and inspired this week by Robin Windsor there. And, well, the theme is dance, obviously.
Of course it is. It has to be. By the way, the photo, I remember that. We must talk about that interview. I remember when he came into Warren Street. We've interviewed him, I reckon, about 20 times.
Mm.
And he, the photo is up on our tweet, and it's you with your hands in the air because he was teaching you how to tango, and him going, "What am I doing?" So that's on our show tweet at This Is End Ups. Have a look at it. It's a beautiful photo of Robin. Yeah, beautiful photo.
And we'll hear some more from him later on in the show. Now, I say three songs inspired. Well, they've basically got the word dance in them, and you can't go wrong with a bit of dancing, can you? I mean, it just changes the world, quite frankly. So choice number one is this. Lady Gaga, Just Dance, choice number one on this morning's Freedom of Choice. And next up, a little bit of David Bowie action going on here with High Tack, Let's Dance. High Tack with Bowie's Let's Dance is your second
chicken
choice.
Or beef. Chicken or beef.
Save it.
Very good, Neil. These are excellent.
Yep. Last one, a little bit of French creeping in here from Eric Castle. This is Stromae and Encore. Alors on danse.
Love. Too good. And I already pictured Robin Windsor holding us in the studio doing what's that tango, really slow one.
Yeah.
Your arms out in front of you and it's a... We're having number three, but I won't give that away to the end.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
No, because that made me think of... That is exactly how we do it. And he'd really camp it up to that. Really camp it up. Oh, I can't wait to hear that. From it, it'll be played.
Faithless and Cass Fox on That One's Music Matters. On the way very soon, La Messa featuring Lisa Millay, Neil Debbie on Gadio.
Ula and dance. At This Is Endebs at KDO, email endebs at KDO.co.uk. Briefly, Sophie, you know, I mentioned about a little bit ago that The Devil Wears Prada is coming to the West End as a musical.
That's right, yeah.
Starring Vanessa Flipping Williams.
Amazing
from
news.
The Gravy song from that one.
Yeah.
More gravy, Mum, please. Just that cheap one out the packet, please. Don't make it from scratch. And I just, you know how, Neil, we love an awning. I love the We Will Rock You awning in London when it's for Freddie, the musical We Will Rock You. And I'm just thinking, it's got to be the shoe, isn't it? It's got to be the shoe.
Well, I suppose so, really, yes.
But also, I really want, if you're going to work in the musical, right, I want the ushers, I want everyone in that theatre to get involved. So when you go to the coat check, you just throw your coat on like she did, you know, Miranda just threw her coat on the table.
Yes.
So you don't check in your coat, you just throw it at them. Right. And they'll be, you know, they'll camp it up and go, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're, you've got the usher that takes you to your seat.
Oh, so he'll be there, great.
No, that's funny, Neil. And I want them to just say this in front of you.
By all means, move at a glacial pace.
So I want them to be part of it. And when you're in the toilet, you've got someone outside going,
all right, everyone, gird your loins.
And at the snack bar, you don't have snacks. You just have tiny cubes of cheese.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I really want everyone... Because this could be a cult thing now. I'm giving them the greatest marketing ploy there. Right. So you go and see The Devil Wears Prada, but everyone who's involved in it is that as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And when
idea.
You go and collect your coat, they throw it back at you. Well, I'm in. My name's Deborah Mead and I'm in.
Zoe Badwee on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here. A reminder, it's National Student Pride this weekend. It's taking place at various venues in London. Namely, I think it's Westminster, University of Westminster, and also Heaven Nightclub is one of the venues. There's loads going on today, including an LGBTQ+ TV and film panel, which features, amongst others, Russell T. Davis will be there today.
Oh,
and Joe Lycett is a special guest this afternoon. He is going to be doing a sort of special one-on-one question and interview sort of situation on the main stage, I believe. So it should be all lots of
really?
Fun.
Yeah. Wonder whether anyone will upset Russell T. Davis like you did at the Gadio Pride Awards last year.
Would you please let that lie?
You revealed his true age in front of quite a few very young gay men. And they sort of, they recoiled in horror, didn't they? They went, don't tell everyone my real age. I'm 21, damn it. No, that's wonderful. And also, I want to say congratulations to Student Pride, because they're trying to... I was reading a bit about them in the week and how they're trying to make the experience, you know, fabulous for all queer students. Because I don't know about uni. When I was at Leeds Uni...
Yeah.
Oh, the gay uni bit. It was run by one person.
Oh, dear.
Who was incredibly brave. And no one joined it, love, and no. I feel bad now because I wasn't out at uni. But
no, you weren't. It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Very different back then. And we used to sneak out. We used to go to Vague, a brilliant gay club Leeds. Vague. And it was like a very mixed crowd. And Angela Griffiths was there from Corriore.
Oh, really?
And she was Neil. This was awful. she was on the floor, and there was a stage that you could go up. The best. Oh my God, the DJs were incredible. But someone got a bit tiddly, and they fell. Their foot slipped off the stage, and they whacked Angela in the back of their head. Oh. So we were all watching her, because it's Angela from Corrie. We're like, oh my God, it's Angela from Corrie. And she just got whacked at the back of the head, nearly went over. Right. And we couldn't stop watching, Neil. We were like, oh my God, that awful. Look again. If I had got a mobile phone back then, I would have been a billionaire with the clicks I would have got from that. She nearly went over. It's quite good, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, I suppose you were quite young, weren't you? I let you off. To Unlimited, No Limits. Not so heard that for a long time. These are Arcadia's anthems.
There's a reason. No. Should we name that? No. No! No, some songs age well. Neil, I'm on our Twitter, show tweet today, and yes. I put together a beautiful tribute to the person we love to interview. Every time we said, oh, Robin, could you come on the show? He went, yeah, of course, what time do you need me? Mm. This is Robin Windsor, the fabulous Robin Windsor. And there was a time, do you remember, he took us same-sex dancing.
That's right, the Wilton Music Hall in London, East London.
That's it. And I took Australian Lisa along, and you took, let's not mention
my
his name.
Yeah.
Him. That.
Don't say that, he's not that.
Sorry.
Come on.
Oh, you like him now?
Well, okay. No, he's a human being, ish.
Well, okay. So that happened, and Robin Windsor was so beautiful, and he cared about everyone in the room. He cared. He went round and spoke to everybody. Mm. Oh yeah, you're doing that well. He was just. He wanted everyone to have a great time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. He really cared.
Be themselves. And I remember, love. Do you remember how we first started getting chatting to him?
I thought it was through Quentin, actually, our pop-sized engineer.
Something else happened. So, you know, when Strictly was on,
yeah,
and he was, like, really funny in front of the camera, and we messaged him to say, can you do something for us each week? Because we got him on the show every Monday the show.
Yeah.
And can you do something just for the gays? So give us a click, or he'd say, yeah, this week I'm going to lick my lips.
Yeah,
lick my lips.
That's what he did.
And I bumped into Deborah Meaden at some event, and I said, Deborah, we're friends with Robin. And she went, you're the ones that make him wink each week. And she was in on it, and she loved it. But there's nothing that he wouldn't do for anyone.
No,
he was a generous.
Yeah, he was.
Beautiful, beautiful man. So if you get a chance, you know, maybe you met him. I'm sure you did, because he used to go out a lot. He used to go out a lot, didn't he? And he's just such a beautiful guy. And I know which song I'm going to pick for Freedom.
Oh, well, we'll find out now. Yes, our Freedom of Choice this week, our deep dive into the archive, and inspired by the beautiful Robin Windsor, with the word dance in each track. You have three choices here: Lady Gaga's Just Dance, High Tax, Let's Dance, and Stromae with Eric Hassel and Alors Un Danse.
Purely because I can see Robin grabbing your arm, doing the tango, and bending one to this.
Yes.
I want us all to imagine us doing a really funny camp tango with Robin Windsor teaching us. Right, left foot forward, left foot back, and he really bends you over when they go, a lot and dance. And over you go.
Yeah. Stromae, Alors Un Danse, Songadio.
and you know that I love a person who can't be asked to sing the lyrics, and she can't in that, can she? She's like, she's filing her nails, and dance. Did you get that? I'm off now. She can't be asked, and I love it. And that was especially for, in memory of our beautiful friend Robin Windsor.
And more from him, Robin Windsor, after the news, incidentally. More from our lovely interview. Right, the news is on the way, and then just filling for another couple of seconds, if you wouldn't mind.
I've got loads to tell you about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, including
we've run out of time. Random clip time.
Slap the butcher.
I feel I need an ungainly squirt.
Not on the eiderdown.
This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Turn it up.
Ed Sheeran on Gaydio is called Bad Habits.
Bad Habits. Mm. Oh, yeah, Neil. She's got a bad habit. Bad habit for...
Welcome to Mr. G's room, G's room, G's room. Welcome to Mr. G's room. Come inside and take your shoes off.
Find a spot on the floor. It's Neil and Debbie here with some breaking news about the one, the only...
Kylie Minogue.
Oh, my God, Neil. Not only has she appeared on Paris Hilton's podcast just having a loving about Madonna.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously, she will not stop about it.
Mm.
But congratulations, Kylie, because this is great news, actually. World first deal. Kylie Minogue is the first ever person to be offered a residency for life.
Oh, wow.
At Las Vegas.
Oh, amazing.
For life. Lipstick while you're alive. It's been such a huge success, this tour.
Yes.
That's it. She never has to do anything again.
No.
All she can do is just go to Vegas. Do slots in the morning and then the evening she does the tour.
Yeah.
Neil,
yeah.
That is huge.
I know, it's amazing news. And did we play the clip on the air where she described the show? It sounds magnificent from the way she suggested and told
Love, about
it.
Frank Sinatra didn't get this.
No.
Beyonce didn't get this. Mm. Tina Turner, no one has been offered this before in history. This is big balls news. And talking of which, Neil, oh my God, hasn't he just got a pair? Hasn't he just got a massive, massive pair? And I don't know how he could do this. I've just sent you a link on WhatsApp, Neil,
right,
featuring Kylie and...
I'm just a scrubber.
Have a look at it now, and it's all about Padam Padam.
Oh, okay.
And Boy George, stop that immediately.
Right.
He's a copy chameleon. Have a look at his new artwork.
Look
at the photo. Look at the photo.
And I've got one of those things coming up. I have to reject all the cookies. Hang on a second.
Reject the cookies. Clear your history, Neil. No one needs to see that.
Boy George accused of ripping off Kylie Minogue over album cover for new single. What's he done?
Look at it. Neil, look at it.
Oh, it's the same.
It's the same flipping cover.
What's he thinking?
An editor-in-chief of Reality Von Teese has put, I know that every masterpiece has a cheap copy, but what the hell is this?
Yes.
And it's Boy George doing exactly, I mean, that is quite, that's not even funny.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Why is it really unoriginal to do something like that?
Isn't it just? And it's, you know, I don't know why, and he says, everyone recycles everything. Well, not really, do they?
Not so quickly.
Not so quickly, and also it's, you can't. No one can copy tension. If you're going to copy something, don't copy
talk
that.
Talk about bandwagon,
bandwagon, and also Neil. I don't know whether you did see it. I don't know whether you did see it, but I'm just buying time, Neil, to be honest, because I just wanted to play this. Really,
padam 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 padam. What?
Yeah. So I'm afraid I am sticking with Team Kylie. For
yeah,
padam,
absolutely.
Padam.
Well, I think we all are, really. I mean,
or should we do our cheap copy? In fact, I think it's a really good idea. Let's all do a cheap copy of that, and then we'll put it up as the podcast cover.
Storm Queen on Gaydio. Look right through. Neil and Libby here. We are celebrating the life of Robin Windsor on the show this week, who we sadly lost this week, but he was a regular on our show. I was going through one of our interviews with him, and there's this really beautiful moment. You asked him a really interesting question. You were talking about not only being a dance teacher on Strictly, but kind of being part therapist when you're the professional dancer with the celebrity. Patsy Kensit was on the show with Robin, and he helped her rebuild her confidence basically after a marriage breakup. And then there was a beautiful partnership and friendship. It developed a gorgeous friendship with Lisa Riley, who said some lovely stuff this week. She experienced a bereavement just before the show started.
With Lisa Riley, her mother died 3 weeks before the show started. She had a long battle with cancer, and I knew all of this when I was paired up with Lisa, because they told me what happened, and you sort of work out when they want to talk about it, when they want to just ignore it. But Strictly is amazing therapy. If any celebs out there, yeah. It's the best therapy you could do, because you shut off the rest of the world and you live in this Strictly bubble, which is a fabulous Strictly bubble, I have to say.
What is it about dance as well? Because the actual movement and expressing yourself in a different way, aren't you?
Dance has always been my way of letting go. Ever since I was young, if something was bothering me or I was upset, especially going through the days when I was coming out and things, I struggled a little bit of finding myself. But I used to use dance and performance as my way of escapism, and it was absolutely amazing, and still to this day I do. Doesn't matter if I'm having the worst day in the world, but as soon as that curtain goes up, you forget what's happening and you just go out there and perform.
Yeah, there we are.
Oh,
beautiful.
Well,
it?
The fact that Deborah Meaden and Lisa Riley and Patsy Kensett just have, they are glowing with what they say about him. It says a lot about a person, doesn't
absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Says an awful lot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's made me sad to hear that.
I know.
It was lovely that we met. Yeah, we just brought in that such an energy. But it's really sad that he's just, I'm so in shock about that, to be honest with you.
We all are, love. Yeah, beautiful man. Nicole Scherzinger. On Gabio, Neil and Debbie here.
Flipping hell, Neil. You won't believe what I was just watching a moment ago. You know, did you hear about Nicole Scherzinger on the London Underground?
No.
She was on the London Underground with one of her best friends, and they did a whole video to one of their old songs. But you know when you're on the Underground and one of the windows opens and all your hair goes...
Yeah,
and you try to sort of maintain her like, oh, no, I meant that to happen. I totally meant that to happen. And she filmed a whole video on the London Underground. It's on her Instagram.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. No one better than... night. It's so London. You could have an arm falling off and people would just go, excuse me. No one looks at you in London. It's not like Manchester or Scotland, where my mum was from.
Right, yes.
In London, they will just push you out the way. They will showgirls you out the way. If you're on the escalator, Neil, people will push you out the way to get where they want. It's really quite horrible. But vis-a-vis London, Neil, there's a couple other things which I've got to tell you about.
Right.
First of all, good luck to Cara Delevingne.
Oh, yeah.
She's going into cabaret this week.
Oh, amazing.
Cara Delevingne.
Wow.
Super hot Cara Delevingne.
What?
Super hot Cara Delevingne.
Careful.
Oh, my God. I think she needs to change her name to Cara Delevingne. You got the devil in you and lean on me. So that's happening.
Right.
And also in Australia, do you know who's in Australia at the moment?
CC Peniston. Adam Thingy.
Don't want to be rude, love. Are you working for Heart? CC Peniston, wasn't it?
Yeah, for Sydney Mardi Gras next weekend. Did you not know?
Oh, yeah, she is. Adam Lambert. Yes, because I'm going to Sydney Mardi Gras.
And Alternate A will be there too.
Fantastic. And Bob the Drag Queen has just confirmed that Bob's going to be doing...
So they Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Well, folks, it. Yeah, well, will. Yeah, Bob the Builder's going to be appearing in Mardi Gras. No, Bob the Drag Queen is going to be performing a show in Australia. So that's Taylor who's there at the moment.
Yeah.
And then going on to Singapore. Pink is there at the
moment.
Oh, wow.
That's funny, isn't it? They're all there at this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone is here this time of year. And something else which has just been announced. RuPaul. There's talk of RuPaul's The Rusical becoming a Broadway hit.
Oh.
So it's been turned into Broadway now.
Wow, there's so much going on, isn't there?
It's honestly, with lockdown and all everything that happened with lockdown, there's just been an explosion of talent that people have gone, no!
Yeah.
I need to get this out of me!
The queers are here!
Out blood spots! So that's really interesting, isn't it? And also, Neil, one final thing that I would love to tell you about, which is so important.
That you've lost it. I love these moments on the show.
I know what I've got to say. Congratulations to Diploma Faith, who paid heaven last weekend, and to everyone who's going to be on the Brits, because we're going to be away on the 2nd of March. So we need to say, don't let anyone on there with any capes. Don't let James Corden back on it, for God's sake.
No, but good luck, Kylie. So, good luck, Kylie. She's
Will Boy George be there copying her?
Neil and to be here on Gaydio. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. We are also on Instagram. This Is Ndebs. Quick one here for Claire the Giraffe, who's not on Twitter. I had to come off it recently as it got so bad for trans people, says Claire the Giraffe. Claire. Just thought I'd say hello again, though. So hello, Claire.
Beautiful, Claire. And Claire, were you at the Gaydio Pride Awards last week? Yeah. Were you? Well, we were up early.
Brad's home early.
And we were covering for...
John Ryan.
John Ryan, thank you. Yeah. And this came in from Martin Brooks going, oh my God, I've been taken back decades. Neil and Debbie for breakfast. And then he adds this little...
Fabulous.
From King Cattrall. And some complaints came in actually, Neil. Chris is furious. He's very upset. He says, you might want to let your listeners know if you're swapping the schedule around.
Oh, yes.
Is it missed Ndebs last week? Yeah, sorry that we didn't put that up. And he said, they've moved without telling us. And then he's got a little photo of, and I miss you like the deserts miss the rain. It's Tracy Thorne, my impression. And I miss you.
It's not very good, is it?
I've noticed you around.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, counting down to our respective holidays. We're going to be away for 3 weeks, aren't we? I can't believe it.
People will talk now.
I know, we're going to miss you.
At the same time.
We're going to miss you.
Neil, and I miss you. Like your dad's in me. It's quite a stalky song, that one, isn't it?
Well, Tracy Thorne.
I went past your house and I looked up at your bedroom.
Mm, yeah.
And you were there, I saw you in the silhouette. It is quite a creepy song, and I miss you. Like the dad's. Yeah, Neil is going to, gird your loins, everyone, in Thailand.
It's Thailand time. It's Thailand time.
Lovely Brett.
I have actually created.
Hands in the air. It's Thailand time.
Thank you, Brett. I have actually created an Instagram page called It's Thailand Time, so you can follow my travels. I'm going to just post stuff on there.
Neil, is it NSPW?
What?
Is it NSWP?
What?
Not suitable. Is it rude?
Well, no, of course not. You can't on Instagram. What are you talking about?
Oh, I've been on Instagram, seen some great things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, I better do one for Sydney Mardi Gras, because Lisa and I are off to Sydney Mardi Gras.
Marvellous.
Hello. And hopefully going to be on the side of the stage when Adam Lambert pops his head out.
Yeah.
And do you know what I'm going to say to him, Neil, when
what
he comes out on stage?
You say, remember
I'm
me?
I'm going to go, no, I'm going to go, and I missed you. Like the dentist. No, I won't. But I'm really looking forward to Sydney Mardi Gras, because it's going to be a special one this year, a really special one. It's World Pride. They had World Pride last year.
Yes.
It's Sydney Mardi Gras. And this year, it's not World Pride.
Well, kicks off with the Dykes on Bikes, the First Nations community float, and 78ers all leading the parade. They reckon about 12,000 people marching this year.
Yeah. And Lisa and I will be right by the side. If anyone wants any twisties or any Violet Crumbles. If you want some Palmer ham. Oh, my God, love, have you seen customs? You cannot get into Australia or out of Australia with anything which isn't super sealed, and quite rightly as well. But if anyone wants any Palmer... Violet Crumbles,
okay,
then let me know, because I snakes on a plane. I can get you snakes on a plane.
Can I have some Tim Tams?
No, they've got palm oil. No, sorry.
Oh, no, really?
Actually, no Tim Tams and no Twisties, because they've got palm oil.
I don't know why you're
so
bothering to go.
So scrap everything, and you're just going to have to miss those products like the desert misses them.
No, stop that. It's not even funny. Time for Gaydio's requests in about 15 minutes after our show finishes. Neil and Debbie here.
And congratulations to the beautiful Anthony Murphy. We really do love Anthony. We've squeezed him in real life.
That's right. We have, yeah.
And he celebrated 17 years.
Man and boy.
On this station, Gaydio.
Really? Wow.
So, a couple of weeks ago. It's his 17th anniversary. And it's a really good show. Ask him for something for him. Why don't you request something that he would like to hear for a change?
Yeah.
Selfish pigs! Sorry.
I do apologise for my co-host's attitude. I think she's a bit...
Neil, I'm so excited. I haven't quite finished packing yet, but do you know what I'm so excited about?
You're leaving in 15 minutes. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm leaving in 15 minutes. I'm just going to squash everything like I normally do and then worry about it when I get there. I'm so excited about when you get to the airport and then when you step on that plane and I look for anyone who is from our world.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Make eye contact, hold Lisa's hand and flirt like hell for an upgrade.
Mm.
We go really smartly dressed, Neil.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing, yeah.
I hope we're not turning left. And whatever it is.
No, you are. You are turning left.
I hope I'm turning left. And the other thing, I really hope they're playing Barbie on Qantas.
Right.
Does anyone know they've got Barbie on Qantas? Because I really would like to see that. I want to see it.
Is Barbie...
Oh, God, sorry. Are we playing Australian Lucy?
We have to now, yes. Is she there? Right.
Hello, Neil. Oh, hello, Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
It's been quite the week. A lot of Taylor, a lot of Madonna, a lot of Pink. And this is also the week that we go to Australia. Right. Taylor Swift's there at the moment with a boyfriend. They went to Taronga Zoo this week.
Oh.
No doubt Debbie's going to try and make me go to another zoo.
Yes.
There.
Of course, yeah.
She's making me go to Singapore Zoo next week.
Oh, welcome. Lucky you.
Oh, and guess what? She was described as Dreamboat Debbie this week.
No.
Twice.
Yeah.
I graduated from uni.
Oh, congrats.
And she was incredible. She's very much the hostess. We had the most fantastic time. And basically, life is pretty fabulous at the moment. Did you see Pamela Anderson? She was with Madonna in the week. She looked sensational, by the way.
Wow.
Anyway, I've not got all the news. You've got all the news. But I hope your holiday's amazing when you go away as well, Neil.
Thank you.
And happy Saturday, happy weekend, and I love you, miss you, mean it. Bye.
Bless you. Bye, Australian Lisa. Wow.
Yeah.
So, and congratulations to her on her qualification. She graduated this weekend.
Yeah. Let's just pretend we're at the end of that Madonna tour on the voguing scene, and let's hold up 10 for her.
Right.
And then let's slap one of the hot dancers on the ass.
Hold up 10 what for Madonna. Her? How are you, Lord? Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and before we disappear, we do like to have a poo, don't we, each week?
Positive, optimistic outlook, Neil.
That's the one.
And this one, I've got two for you. First of all, I really hope, this is from a previous Adele Dazeem, that you have this person serving your food on your plane, whoever you're flying with, Neil. Who are you flying with?
Taiwanese Airlines, actually.
Oh, there we are. Mm. Let's hope this might be on the menu.
Northwest began serving peanuts this month as its merger partner, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines.
Yeah, wow. Don't choke on that. So you enjoy that. And Neil, I wanted to play this for you because Madonna's everywhere at the moment. She had an unfortunate fall. She got hoiked off her chair during holiday, the week in San Diego. And Lisa sent me this and she went, you won't be ready for this. Do you know who it is, Neil? Do you know who this is?
Go on. I'm standing on a
cloud. Every time you're around. Buzz in when you know. And the sadness disappears. Every time you are near. Ooh, you're an angel. It's not Madonna, Neil.
No.
It's not Madonna.
I've no idea. Who is it? You're an angel,
baby. Do you not want to hear more? You're an angel. In disguise. I can see it in your eyes. Well, it is the one, the only...
Oh, God. It's not Cilla Black. A mucky
kid. Cilla? Your
dirty eyes. That was Cilla Black.
Wow.
Thin lid. That's Chris Pritchard Curly. That's Cilla singing Angel by Madonna.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heard it all now.
I feel quite ill, actually.
That is your lot from us, Neil and Debbie, back here in 3 weeks.
No!
Yeah.
But you're going to be on Instagram. We will be posting on Twitter and social media.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're allowed. You don't use all your data on those apps, Neil, trying to find those. Well, you know. Yes, and you have a beautiful week. We will be back with you soon, won't we?
We certainly will.
And in the meantime, take care of yourselves and each other and misbehave. That's all we can say, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Can we send lots of love to JR, who says we're his favourite non-copulating couple. Thank you, JR.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
Non-copulating couple.
I know. So I didn't read out the whole tweet. This is Neil and Debbie's podcast extra bit, so we do get a bit rude here.
Mm.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But this is going to be really quick, Neil, because I've got to bugger off to the...
Well, I know,
I've got to go and get a plane, so I haven't got time to muck about.
No, okay.
So JR tweeted when we were off our normal show last week, and we were covering for John Ryan. Because of the Gay Radio Prize Awards. Or maybe be careful with it. He said, when are they on? I need the hilarious banter of my favourite non-copulating couple. And then a rainbow emoji and a dancing girl emoji.
There we are.
Look beautiful. At that now. Maybe we could have that like as our next marketing ploy. Neil and Debbie, your favourite non-copulating couple.
It's got a certain ring to it, hasn't it?
Doesn't it? Fit that in a jingle, Brett. My favourite non-copulating couple. Yeah.
Oh, and dear.
Then, do you know who I want to do the voice of that? To sing that?
Who?
Do you know who I want to sing that?
Go on.
Tracy Thorn from Everything But The Girl. And I miss out my favourite non-copulating couple, like the desert men. That was me singing, not her there, Neil.
Yeah,
very well quickly, love. First of all, what are you going to watch on the fly? What are you going to watch?
Oh, I was looking, because you can see what... You can type in and see, find out what's on there. I was thinking Wonka might be on. I'd quite like to see that.
Oh, Neil.
But there was something else more pressing. Oppenheimer's on there. Quite fancy seeing that.
See, what a laugh that would be to watch on the plane.
I know, that's not really...
What a laugh.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No, it's too heavy. That's too serious, love. That's far too serious.
Yeah, I know. I want something funny and uplifting, really.
Pixar. You can't go wrong with Pixar.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I always go... It's the first thing I ever do... I go straight, unless Jurassic Park's on, then I watch that. Mm. I go straight to family and I go straight to Pixar, and I've never, ever been disappointed.
No, you wouldn't
and
be.
And if you get to see, I don't know if it'll be on your flight, but there was the most moving film I think I've ever seen in my life. And it's called Even Mice Get to Heaven.
Oh.
And it was like an anime, it's like a stop-start anime one from the Netherlands. And I cried my eyes out watching it.
Yeah.
And I turned to Lisa and I was sort of bawling. Right?
She's usually fast asleep. Was she? Yeah.
She's always asleep. She's the worst person to fly with. She's like, and I was crying my eyes out, and I described the beginning of the plot of the film. Lisa started crying.
Oh, wow.
It's that powerful. It's one of the most beautiful films, Even Mice Get to Heaven. It's a stunning, love. And it teaches you everything about life. Pixar teaches you about life.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. 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 And this week, may I ask, at Lisa's graduation, who is calling you the most delightful?
Oh, love, I was quite the hit with her friends.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yes. So I was the photographer because, you know, what you realise is when you really love someone, you want the best for them.
Yes.
And that includes I'm going to film everything for her parents, send it to Australia.
Lovely.
I'm going to get some great photos so she can put them up on social media because she really loves doing her social media. And I noticed that none of her friends, their boyfriends weren't there, their girlfriends weren't there. Their husbands came along later, but no one was taking photos of them. I said, right, get together, throw your hats up. Throw your mortarboards up.
Oh, so you did all the press stuff.
Did all the shit. Yeah, we did all of that.
You're doing what she does for us when we do our go and do things, isn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, but without, you know, her bossing me about. I boss Lisa about, don't know what we do. No, not like that. Not like that. Do it differently. Do it better. And I took about 400 photos.
Wow.
In the space of 3-4 hours. And they just loved it.
I
said, they said, can you send that to us? I said, everything has to go through Lisa for approval. And I was topping up their glasses. I was telling them what a great achievement it was.
Oh,
and basically, I was doing what their partners should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. Where were their partners?
Was stuffing their faces at the buffet.
Oh, no.
No, not really. Well, some of them were. But I realise not everyone's great at chatting to strangers, Neil. I'm really good at chatting to strangers.
Yeah, though you say yourself.
I am. I am. I want to know about you. I want to, not you, Neil. I know about you.
Yeah. I'm
sick of it, really. Yeah. I'm sick of you. I'm not. But you have to get to know people. What's their story? Why did you.
I'm the same, aren't I? Yeah. I like asking people about their lives.
No, you don't ask people, Neil. You interview people. I've been to so many parties with Neil, and it's not someone who's been there to be interviewed. It's just someone there.
Yeah.
And the classic sexting question is, so why do you do what you do? And I catch Neil's eye and I turn up an imaginary recorder in the background with the mic. I'm standing with a microphone and the person is saying, yes, well, I said that. But it's nice to be asked
people
a question.
People like talking about themselves. That's why you have to do it.
Most of the time it's boring. So you have to continue. You'd be really good on first dates, Neil.
Mm.
You'd be very good on first dates, which is why I've put you forward.
No, I told you I'm not doing that.
Yes.
No.
I've already said your type, and I've just said he's going to Bangkok again for the 50th time. That's his type.
It's actually the third time. And the first time really didn't really count.
Oh my God, Neil. Thanks.
Neil and Debbie.
Time, put your hands in the air, it's Thailand time.
All right, everyone,